In the Sporting, voters in New South Wales vote in 4 by-elections. A multi-million dollar funding initiative to deepen education and cultural ties between Australia and India. And in sport, a tribute for rugby legend Orson Philippiner at the NRL All-Stars event. For the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet has rejected suggestions that today's 4 by-elections in the state are a referendum on his leadership, saying he prefers to see it as an opportunity for voters to vote for the policies that matter to them. Residents in the Bega, Monaro, Strathfield and Willoughby electorates are casting their votes to decide on who will replace former Premier Gladys Berejiklian and 3 other MPs who exited in recent months. The contests are the first electoral test for Liberal Premier Dominic Perrottet and Labor leader Chris Minns and come a year before all New South Wales voters head to the polls in a general election. Mr. Perrottet says he would like to see the coalition continue its track record serving as the state government, which it will have done for 11 years come March.
I see it as a vote in terms of making sure a clear decision between do you want to go backwards as a state or do you want to go forwards? And that's what the Liberals and Nationals here in New South Wales want to do. We want to take our state forward. We need to open up and we don't want to go back into lockdown. And I know that brings with it some challenges along the way.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has urged thousands of anti-vaccination mandate protesters marching in Canberra to protest peacefully. For the last fortnight, protesters have marched against COVID regulations, even though the ACT is the country's most vaccinated city, with 98.6% double-dose coverage. Today's protest is larger than previous ones, putting pressure on ACT police as at least 100 people breached fences and barricades at Parliament House. A book fair fundraiser for mental health support service Lifeline had to be cancelled due to security concerns as protesters gathered at the Exhibition Park showgrounds. Mr. Morrison says he understands the concerns of protesters and urged them to listen to police directives.
It is a free country and they have their right to protest, but I would ask them to do it with respect, particularly for their fellow Australians, particularly the Federal Police who will be there seeking to make sure that it's a safe environment for everybody.
The Federal Government is urging Australian citizens in Ukraine to leave the country as soon as possible, as the situation there is increasingly dangerous. US National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Russian forces are now in a position to be able to mount a major military action at any time. An American citizen should leave Ukraine within the next 48 hours. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australians have been urged to leave Ukraine since late last year.
But our advice to them is very clear. This is a very dangerous situation, and for your own safety, you should seek to make your way out of Ukraine. It will be a very volatile situation if there is conflict there. We hope and pray that that will not occur.
Russia has repeatedly denied any plans to invade Ukraine, despite massing more than 100,000 troops near the border. The federal government has announced a multi-million dollar boost in funding to deepen education and cultural ties between Australia and India. A total of $20.5 million over 4 years will go into the Maitri Scholarship, Fellowship and Cultural Partnerships. The initiatives will support Indian students to study at Australian universities, build links between future leaders and facilitate cultural exchanges between creative industries in the two countries. The announcement was made after a bilateral meeting today in Melbourne between Minister Payne and her Indian counterpart, Dr. Subramaniam Jaishankar. Ms. Payne says she looks forward to further deepening bilateral ties.
The relationship between our countries is most certainly at a high point. Importantly, the Maitri program is a strong positive for the education sector in Australia, recovering from the economic impacts of COVID-19 as it is.
And in sport, David Kidwell's Maori team is dedicating tonight's NRL All-Stars performance to the pioneering Olsen Filipina. The 64-year-old died on Thursday from kidney failure. He was among the first Polynesian players to feature in the New South Wales Rugby League Premiership during the 1980s. Kidwell says the rugby legend, who was of Maori and Samoan heritage, laid the footprint for what is now 45% Maori, Pacifica and Islander players in the NRL today. The All-Stars Games are the first major rugby league event of the 2022 calendar, with the event being played in Sydney for the first time. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, sunny 34. In Adelaide, partly cloudy 33. Melbourne, mostly sunny 34. Hobart, hot, mostly sunny 30. Canberra, mostly sunny 26. Wollongong, partly cloudy 24. The same for Sydney, 26. Similar conditions in Newcastle, 25. Brisbane, partly cloudy 29. Cairns, shower or 2, 31. And Darwin, showers, possible storm 32. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.